And let's get to the phone lines for your questions for Marshall Yonda. We'll start it off with Mike. Mike, welcome to Ravens One-on-One.
I'm just checking out over the last year or two. It seems like when defenses adjust to our offense, it seems like we're very late in adjusting to what they put in front of us, especially knowing that Joe Flacco was maybe 8-14 in passing and Ray Rice barely ran the ball. How do you feel about how they adjust to what the other team is trying to do? And how do you feel when Ray Rice is not touching the ball, like when we got all these weapons at an equal amount?
All right, we'll take it in two parts. Let's start with the adjustments first. Did Philly make a lot of adjustments in the second half?
Yeah, I think they did. You know, I think that they obviously played better than us in the second half, and they executed better. And you know, we went into halftime and made our changes and said we were going to do it and stuff like that. And I think it just came down to execution in the second half. They just, you know, flat out outplayed us and made more plays than we did to win the game. You know, it's tough to say, you know, because if we don't get that call and Jacoby catches that ball, it's a different story. So, they definitely played better than us in the second half, and we just got to make more adjustments, and that's it.
And then Mike's second part of his question was the idea of Ray Rice not getting 20-plus carries. As linemen, does it concern you if the running game doesn't have 25-plus carries?
Well, I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, we got to, you know, we're in this thing together as a team, and we're not going to, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, you, you know, sit back and say that, hey, that I think that, you know, Ray Rice needs the ball more, or we need to pass more. You know, I'm going to, you know, do my job as an offensive lineman, as a team member, to just, you know, the play called, execute it the best of my ability. And that's Cam's call, and that's John's call. You know, they want to, they want to get Ray Rice involved. That's their decision. You know, that's what they get paid to do, and I get paid to block guys. So my opinion, you know, it doesn't matter. Obviously, you know, run or pass, I'm good with both. You know, Ray's a great player. Joe's a great passer. We got great receivers. So, you know, they call the plays, and I just try to execute them.
Marshall, you might be the ideal employee, and I don't just mean for a football team. How many companies would love to have employees out there who said, my opinion doesn't matter. It's just a function of execution. So this week, the execution has to take place against the New England Patriots. Yep. And there is a collision of streaks going on here. You've never beaten the Patriots in the regular season, 0-6.
Yep.
You've won 11 straight home games, 13 straight games that have come after losses. Something has to give. And at the end of Sunday night, one of you is 1-2, something you have not been under John Harbaugh. Dare I say, a must-win September game.
We talked about that, me and Burke did, about, you know, that same scenario that, you know, New England definitely doesn't want to be 1-2, and we don't want to be either. So, obviously, you know, in the NFL, every game is a must-win. It is. I mean, there's no doubt. Every game, there's a lot on the line. You know, I mean, we all get paid a lot of money to win. So, every game is important no matter what. So, I mean, we're going to go out there and give 110% like it's, a playoff game. You know, like every game. Just like on Sunday, you know, versus the Eagles. You know, I mean, that was a must-win for us, too. I mean, that's the business of the NFL. I mean, you're paid to win. And, I mean, everybody's in this business to win. So, it is a must-win for us. There's no doubt about it.
Motivation always plays a role. It's sometimes perhaps overstated. How much does the loss last year in the AFC Championship game stick with you, especially this week as you see the Patriots again? And how much does the practical preparation and reality of what you have to face this Sunday block that out?
I think maybe there's a little bit in the back of your mind that you remember, but you definitely – you know, understand that this is a new team. You know, we're a different team than last year, different players, different personnel, and so is the New England Patriots. So, you know, we're going to, you know, look at their film from this year, and obviously some from last year too, but you know, we're both two different teams. That loss is behind us. You know, we're looking forward to 2012. But, yeah, we all remember what happened last year and you know, how it went down. But that's irrelevant at this point. You know, this year's a new year, and you know, come Sunday night, you know, that's not going to matter. You know, so we're moving forward in a positive way and looking to get better.
And the fact that both teams are 1-1 instead of 2-0 probably negates much, if not all, of the motivational impact of last year's game.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we got back right at the start. We both said neither one of us want to be 1-2. You know, it's not acceptable for either teams, the Patriots or us, to be 1-2 and have a losing record, even if it's only, you know, three games into it. So it'll be exciting, you know, on Sunday night. It'll be, you know, rocking in M&T.
Marshall, after your big new contract 2 years ago, what was the one big thing you let yourself buy to treat yourself?
Yeah, I bought a Snow Bear. I don't know if Double J talked about it on the radio last year. It's an ice fishing machine with tracks on it that I use fishing in the off season, like up in Canada and Minnesota. You fish out of it. It's got tracks. You can look at it up on the internet, Snow Bear, and it's awesome. I love it. Love it.
And you better have some really cold weather to be driving that over ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When, you know, and that, I mean, when we get done playing, that's what I have time to do. You know, it's usually, you know, late January or February, and we go back to Iowa when it's cold, and, you know, I go up to Minnesota and Canada. I went to four trips to Canada last year ice fishing. So I really enjoy it. It's a great stress reliever, and love fishing.
And if you get a little bit of time during the regular season, usually on Tuesdays when you're not doing shows like this, how do you recharge your battery? How do you get kind of, okay, clear your mind and get reset, hit the reset button?
Well, when I was younger in my career, so I used to, you know, I used to hunt a lot, and you know, now that I'm getting older and stuff like that, and have a family now, and going to have a baby on the bye week this year too. So it's, you know, your family definitely consumes more of your time and on your day off. You know, I used to hunt more, and I'd still like to hunt, a couple, two, three times a year, but now it's more, you know, Tuesdays are family time.